Out of all the transitional phases within this consciousness cycle, my personal opinion is the one that we are in right now is the most intense and profound one to experience. It has to do with experiencing polarity at its strongest point of contrast, where we go abruptly from dark into light in a relatively short period of time. I think this is why so many have incarnated here at this time. It may simply be because their soul wanted to experience this transition, which is something that happens only once every 26,000 years. Hi, my name is Vicky Lynn, and welcome to the Higher Perspective Podcast, a show about seeing the truth to heal. In each episode, I explore the non-physical realms that make up most of reality to bring awareness to the importance of spiritual health, inner healing, and bioenergetics so that you can awaken to the truth of who you are. Welcome back to episode 16. It's been a long time since my last episode. I'm doing very good. However, it seems like the world has gotten even crazier than the last time I said that, so I hope you're hanging in there okay. I thought for this episode I would share some insights I received when I was out in the forest back in April to help bring some clarity on what is going on. There was an ice storm that hit north of where I live at the end of March, and it caused a lot of damage. Several trees in this forest were uprooted, and others had their trunk broken in half horizontally. Many branches got snapped off, and they were scattered all over the ground. It looked like the aftermath of a battle zone. The forest had been closed off for safety reasons, so no one had been hiking through it for a few weeks. I went in there just before it officially opened, and I noticed the energy of the forest had completely changed compared to the last time I was there. All the human imprints were gone, and even though I've been to this forest many times before, it felt like I was finding my way through a virgin forest for the very first time. Something I like to do when I'm in nature is extend my energy field out really far and open a telepathic connection to communicate with all the trees. I was curious about what had happened to the forest, so I asked the trees if they had any wisdom to share with me about that. They told me Earth is currently going through massive energetic restructuring, and this process can result in many environmental disasters around the world, such as this local ice storm. The purpose of these environmental disasters is to correct the energetic imbalances created by humans who have been living out of alignment with nature and doing things that are essentially abusive to the planet. Examples would include disrespecting nature spirits, polluting the biosphere with garbage and toxins, pillaging the Earth's natural resources because of greed and mindless consumerism, genetically modifying nature's living library, and weather manipulation. These natural environmental disasters are not the same as the man-made ones created with technology. It's important to be able to discern the difference between the two. The natural disasters act like a cleansing that will energetically reset the planet to prepare for the rising of a new harmonious world. The man-made disasters serve other purposes. The trees told me while these natural environmental disasters are not meant to wipe out humans, many will likely not make it through this process. They showed me how several of the trees that got taken out by the ice storm were either suffering from disease or they had already been disconnected from the underground mycelium network, so were no longer a part of the web of life engaged in symbiotic exchange. This made them energetically weak. Being disconnected from the greater ecosystem also made them vulnerable to external forces because community is how living creatures receive support, assistance, and guidance to survive through life's tragedies. The same idea applies to humans. The people who don't end up making it through this energetic reset will likely be weak from having poor physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, or they may have unfortunately lost their spiritual connection to Source. The trees clarified this message is not meant to be a grave prognosis for humanity, but rather it's about learning the hard lesson in life that all choices and actions come with consequences, which personal accountability has to be taken for. It's about becoming conscious of the role we have within the web of life and developing the maturity to understand how what we do affects living things across multiple dimensions due to our interconnectedness. Anyone can put themselves on a positive path by choosing to confront their own inner darkness and sincerely working on healing themselves. When we genuinely heal ourselves back into wholeness, we develop a personal connection to nature and the higher spiritual realms through our soul. This is how we receive internal guidance on what we need to do in our unique situation to navigate through life challenges. Since everyone's situation is different, there is no universal protocol on what people need to do at this time. What I need to focus on is not going to be what you need to focus on because we are different people at completely different places in life. You just need to be honest about where you are on your own journey and deal with the problems that are surfacing for you. Take it one step at a time, and even if the problems seem impossible to fix. One thing I've learned about life is if your heart is sincere and your mind is open to new ideas, Spirit will guide you in subtle ways and support you in making what's impossible possible. The trees told me that those who do make it through this energetic reset will have a role to play in co-creating the new world, which I personally refer to as Lumuria. I use the word Lumuria to describe the frequency of a civilization that honors the spirit of Mother Earth and knows how to cohabitate harmoniously with her. This civilization will restore the spiritual connection to Source on the planet, return humanity to a natural way of living, and bring back the divine union of the feminine with the masculine. The souls who will help build Lumuria in the 3D have a spiritual contract to do this work. It's part of their predestined soul agreement they made prior to incarnation. Because of the healing work I do, I've had the pleasure of meeting several of these souls and helping them get into a condition where they can actually fulfill their soul mission here. Many of these people are old souls who have lived multiple lifetimes and experienced some very difficult stories. As a result, they have deep wounds, not just their own, but also things they've inherited from their long line of ancestors. These wounds prevent them from doing what they came here to do. It's like they're carrying a lot of baggage on their back that weighs them down, so they're not able to move forward. Or there's a huge rock blocking their path so they can't get ahead. The healing work I do helps them remove these things so they can journey forward. One really cool thing about the work I do is once I help people clear away all the energetic blocks they have, what the soul has come here to do is revealed to me. Each time this happens, I am amazed at the soul mission each person has come here to fulfill. There are people with soul missions covering pretty much every area in life. Everyone is tasked with tackling a different problem, and as each person fulfills their spiritual job here, all the puzzle pieces come together and we successfully build a new world. It's a collaboration project that requires everyone to do their part. If everyone was committed to healing themselves, I mean real, authentic, deep, shamanic type of healing that involves facing your own darkness, not the superficial type of healing promoted by mainstream spirituality. I think it's very possible for us to change our 3D world positively within this lifetime. But since authentic healing is not a sexy and glamorous thing to do. It's just not something people are interested in getting into. Therefore, bringing the vision of a beautiful, harmonious world into this physical reality is more of a possibility, not an absolute. Even though I see so many terrible things unfolding in our 3D world right now, I still have so much hope in my heart for a positive future. It's because every person I help to heal makes that possibility grow bigger into a reality. I don't know how everything is going to come together, but I'm confident if I continue to focus on sharing my music and offering my healing work to those who are open to receiving it, I'm doing my part to establish the foundation for Lumeria to manifest in the 3D. The rest will come together on its own. The trees did not give me a time frame in which all of this will happen, so I don't know how many more years of turbulence we'll experience before we start to see signs of a Lumerian civilization emerging in the 3D. I feel it will happen within the next 10 years, but it's hard to know for sure because it depends on so many factors. The most important one being whether people take 3D action to heal themselves and do the mundane earthly things needed to bring that mission to life. We co-create Lumeria by sharing our unique spiritual gifts with humanity and walking our individual soul path in this life. If action is not taken to do those things, we will not see real positive changes on Earth, and the idea of experiencing a harmonious higher world will remain a fantasy of the mind. I think it's important to understand that there are endless amounts of distractions, traps, disinformation, and unseen influences in this game of life that have been intentionally put in to take you off track. It's not possible for a person to go through life and never fall for some of those things. During the earlier parts of my journey, I definitely did, but thankfully, I never went too deep into those traps. There are many people who have fallen into those traps, believing in stories that are not true and are being led down a path that is taking them in the opposite direction of where they think they are going. It takes a high degree of awareness, discernment, and discipline to not fall for those traps and lies. Most people don't have those skills because it takes time and work to develop them. It comes from life experience and the willingness to learn from your mistakes. When people do take action, Lumeria will start to manifest on a small scale in niche communities, not on a large scale across the entire planet. This is because we are only setting the foundation or planting the seed for Lumeria to grow over time. Other people who will come after us will continue to build on this foundation, nourishing the seed we are planting right now over many thousands of years until Lumeria is fully established and thriving again. This will take around 6,300 years from now, which is when we officially enter the beginning stages of the Golden Age. This number is based on the Yuga system from Vedic traditions. Because our history and understanding of time has been greatly distorted by malevolent beings, I wouldn't personally put much weight on numbers because they are usually off. I do think 6,300 years provides a good idea of how long it will take before we actually enter into the Golden Age. When New Agers say we are in the Golden Age right now, so it's time to sit back and enjoy a utopian world, I honestly don't know how they arrive at that understanding. It makes no sense and there's no logic behind it. Unless you live for at least another 6,300 years, it is unlikely you will see that world within this lifetime. Here is a diagram I put together to help you understand what I've just said about the Yuga system more clearly. The Yuga system is basically a calendar used to track the ascending and descending cycle of human consciousness over one great celestial year. One great celestial year takes about 26,000 human Earth years to complete. Because of all the genetic manipulation and spiritual alterations that have been made over the past several thousands of years, humans have lost their ability to live long enough where they can experience one full celestial year in a single lifetime. This significantly shortened lifespan, combined with the amnesia that happens from going through the reincarnation process, means people have no idea who they really are, where they truly come from, what the actual history is, and why the world is the way it is. This was all done by design to give those who control this planet the ability to enslave humanity. These beings have found a way to extend their lifespan using advanced technology and become immortals. This means they experience many great celestial years in a single lifetime and have full memory of what has happened over long periods of time. In case you're wondering, they never share these truths with humanity, so it's good to always question the stories other people tell you as the truth, especially if it's a popular belief held by many people. Each great celestial year is broken down into four ages or yugas. They are known as the Iron Age, Bronze Age, Silver Age, and Golden Age. You can think of these four ages as different seasons of consciousness. My understanding is we are currently in a transitional phase where we have come out of the Iron Age and are now being prepared to move into the Bronze Age. The Bronze Age is also known as the Electrical Age or the Age of Energy. I think this could explain why we are witnessing the world being increasingly electrified with technology and AI, as well as a reemergence of knowledge of the healing benefits of frequency. This transitional phase between the Iron Age and Bronze Age is estimated to last between 200 and 300 years. Because the jump from one age to another involves a pretty dramatic change in frequency, the transitional phase is a period of time where humans get prepared on many levels so they can survive the shift into the next age. Without this preparation and time to gradually acclimatize to the new frequencies, the change in energy will be too much for people to handle and it will likely lead to death. I think this could be one of the reasons why the magnetosphere has been gradually weakening over the past 200 years. The magnetosphere is a magnetic field surrounding the planet that is generated by the movement of molten iron in the Earth's outer core. It protects us from being fried by the huge amounts of ionizing radiation coming from the sun and the cosmos. If we didn't have this protective magnetic field around the Earth, we wouldn't be able to survive on this planet. Even though the magnetosphere has been weakening over the past 200 years, it is still providing substantial protection against solar and cosmic radiation. I believe it has decreased a total of about 10% over the past 200 years. Even though 10% might not seem like a lot, it is actually quite significant. That 10% has already allowed so much more intense solar and cosmic radiation to penetrate through and reach us on the Earth's surface. On a spiritual level, solar and cosmic radiation contain codes that can help awaken consciousness. During each of the transitional phases in the ascending part of the consciousness cycle, shown on the left side of this diagram, the planet gets flooded with intense solar and cosmic frequencies. The purpose behind these frequencies is to help the collective consciousness rise out of the lowest point down here in the depths of the Iron Age. Because the Iron Age is extremely dense, it will take huge amounts of energy to lift something up and out of it. Out of all the transitional phases within this consciousness cycle, my personal opinion is the one that we are in right now is the most intense and profound one to experience. It has to do with experiencing polarity at its strongest point of contrast, where we go abruptly from dark into light in a relatively short period of time. I think this is why so many have incarnated here at this time. It may simply be because their soul wanted to experience this transition, which is something that happens only once every 26,000 years. I don't think every soul here is on a grand mission to change this world. It could just be that they wanted to come here and have this exciting once-in-a-lifetime experience. Going back to the weakening magnetosphere, my personal opinion is that all the different geoengineering and climate initiatives being carried out right now, such as spraying the skies with heavy metal nanoparticles, have something to do with blocking out these solar and cosmic frequencies to stop the awakening of human consciousness. There are dozens and dozens of other things taking place on the planet right now that are designed to block the awakening of consciousness, damage people's energy body, and interfere with the soul's ability to connect with Source. It would be very naive to believe that the awakening of human consciousness is something that is going to happen smoothly without challenge or interference. It's also very naive to believe everyone's DNA is activating, light body is upgrading, and Kundalini is rising. There are just too many physical things being done, especially in the last 5 years, that are obviously trying to intentionally stop those things from happening. From artificial frequencies like cell towers and satellite systems to smart devices and mRNA nanotechnology, people have to either be uneducated or under a deep trance to not realize what is really going on. Remember earlier I mentioned the trees said Earth is going through a massive energetic restructuring, which can result in many more environmental disasters around the world? As the magnetosphere weakens and more solar and cosmic radiation reaches the Earth, it is not just us that receives this energy. The Earth also absorbs some of that powerful energy. And over time, the energy builds up, and that intensity gets expressed through the atmosphere, oceans, magma beneath the crust associated with volcanic eruptions, and land vegetation. I feel this is how Mother Earth cleanses herself from all the trauma imprints, toxicity, and human parasites who do not appreciate her. It's important to remember that Earth is also a sentient, living, and conscious being, just like we are. She is also going through a process and preparing herself so she can host a new harmonious world that is about to be built. As the magnetosphere weakens, more solar and cosmic radiation carrying codes can reach the planet, which is a good thing. However, the magnetosphere is like the aura or biofield of the planet. When it weakens, it makes the planet vulnerable to external spiritual forces that want to invade and cause chaos. The idea is similar to what happens when a person has a weak energy field or damaged aura. Not only can they become more susceptible to getting physically sick, it can also make them an easy target for entity possession. Your energy field is an important part of your spiritual immune system. It is your first line of defense against invading forces. So, even though we are receiving lots of powerful solar and cosmic radiation right now that have the potential to awaken our consciousness and transform us, it's important to realize it also makes us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually vulnerable. Malevolent forces are well aware of the situation we are in and the process we are going through. They see this as a golden opportunity to slip in, take over, and expand their colony. I think that is exactly what is happening with AI. By the way, in case you were wondering, this energetic reset I'm talking about is not the same thing as the Great Reset being implemented by technocratic leaders who I personally feel AI is working through. Over the past 5 years, I've noticed more and more people are showing signs of being taken over by AI. When AI first started to become mainstream a few years ago, I couldn't really tell if a person had been infiltrated by AI or not. After a few years, it seems AI has had enough time to grow and establish itself within the human body, and now it's much easier for me to detect it in people. Spiritual people are not exempt from being taken over by AI. It is happening to them just like it is happening to everyone else. I think spiritual people, in particular New Agers, just haven't put the pieces together to realize what's really going on because of all the propaganda telling them it's ascension symptoms from moving into 5D. It's definitely not that, because I can feel a very distinct energy signature being emitted from them. I've become a lot more familiar with that energy signature over the past few years from doing private healing sessions to help people get rid of AI. It feels cold, emotionless, robotic, and artificial to me, something that is hard not to notice. Also, when I look into their mind, I see their consciousness has been connected into the AI cloud database system, and that's where their knowledge is being streamed from. This is why I do not take any of the information put out by channelers, psychics, mediums, and spiritual influencers seriously. Most of the time, when I trace the energy lines to find where their information is coming from, I either end up at entities or the AI cloud. So the best way to get information is from personal life experience, or if you have the ability, take a soul journey into the spiritual realms and find the answers you need directly yourself. Another thing I've noticed is even though people are formulating sentences, holding a conversation, and moving like a human being, I can't feel the human spark coming from within them. So I question what exactly is operating their body and mind. The point I want to make here is that ascension is not a guaranteed success for everyone in this lifetime. There are many things that can happen to people to take them off track in the opposite direction, such as AI. The Iron Age is a period of time where human consciousness gets to experience darkness in its greatest capacity. During the past 2,000 to 3,000 years, when we were in the Iron Age, many horrific and evil things were done to the human species that caused severe damage on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. It is fantasy thinking to believe all of that damage will magically disappear on its own, or that higher dimensional beings are going to come and take it all away in an instant. I have learned from doing private healing sessions that people are really damaged. So many people have gone through really horrible things in life and are broken inside. Some people know this about themselves, but most don't seem to have any awareness of it. When I start peeling back the layers to help people heal, I see everything, and it is honestly shocking what is hiding underneath. It's rarely just one thing they need to work on, but many things linking together that causes their problem. For example, many people have terrible physical health from years of poor nutrition, consuming chemical toxins in food, and going through the allopathic medical system. There's also the issue of mind control programming, where a lot of people form their entire sense of reality on false indoctrinations. Many people have unhealed trauma from being abused and are holding onto very heavy emotions. Then there's spiritual problems, such as entity attachments, implants, nanotechnology, and a very blocked up, damaged, and non-functioning energy body. Because the soul is eternal, a lot of these spiritual problems did not just come from this lifetime, but from unhealed issues carried over from other lifetimes. It could also be issues inherited ancestrally. I think a large part of the preparation work we need to do in this transitional phase involves cleaning up the mess created during the Iron Age when we were experiencing darkness and evil at its greatest. We have to heal the body back into a condition where it can function properly again, deprogram the mind, and heal all the invisible wounds before we can honestly talk about the joys of the Golden Age. It is by taking one small step at a time that the collective consciousness will begin to rise. Over time, we will eventually reach the peak of human consciousness during the height of the Golden Age. I want to emphasize that this process of moving from the lowest point of collective consciousness down here to the highest point up here takes many thousands of years to achieve. That should not be a surprise considering the condition we are in and the amount of work we have laid out in front of us. This diagram is like a framework that provides a higher perspective on life so you can see clearly where we are within this greater game of human consciousness. This energetic reset is because we've completed one full cycle of the consciousness game. And now we are beginning a new cycle of this consciousness game, hence the reset. When you see this entire game board and know exactly where we are on it, it will put many things into perspective so you don't fall for all those insane narratives that's being promoted on the internet, especially the New Age ones. I find the ideas being pushed through that movement makes no logical sense to me, and they seem to be out of touch with reality. Of course, like all things, there is some truth being shared there. We are indeed ascending from the lowest point of consciousness towards something higher. It is also technically true that we are moving towards the Golden Age. However, it's not happening tomorrow like what they say. We have a lot of work to do and a long way to go with so many stages in between before we actually enter into the Golden Age where humanity reaches the highest point of embodying source consciousness again. With all that being said, you can experience Lemuria like it's the Golden Age in this lifetime if you are on your own personal timeline. Your personal timeline is the highest timeline you can experience in 3D life that involves you stepping into your soul purpose and doing what your soul incarnated here to do. It's a unique path your soul has designed with Source to help co-create a new world on this planet. In order to step onto your personal timeline, you have to heal yourself and get the foundation ready so you can embody the highest aspect of your soul in physical form. You'll know you've reached this point because life unfolds perfectly without resistance. You feel excited to be alive at this time in your physical body. You experience incredible physical health and never age. All your relationships are harmonious. You regain all your spiritual abilities and soul memories. And the work you do feels like joyful play every single day. In that state of life, it won't matter what happens in the world because you are on your own personal timeline doing your own unique thing, co-creating something beautiful with spirit. If it was easy to get on your own personal timeline, everyone would be on it already. What makes it difficult is you have to be willing to look at the hard truths about yourself. Unfortunately, a majority of people are just not willing to face those truths because it triggers uncomfortable feelings and painful wounds they're afraid to confront. Also, it would mean they have to take accountability to fix those things, which means they have to do work. From my experience, the resistance people have usually has to do with the wounded ego, but also from the way humans have been psychologically programmed over thousands of years. The wounded ego and mind control programming is what makes healing so challenging and why most people don't end up experiencing positive change in their life. If you can face the truth about yourself and then work on mastering your thoughts, feeling your emotions, and disciplining yourself to take action in the 3D, you can co-create a beautiful life with spirit regardless of what takes place in the world. So, even though I see the world moving full steam ahead towards the biodigital convergence, and many people already merge with AI without realizing it, I still have a very positive outlook on life and feel extremely excited about the future. It's because I know that is the collective timeline humanity has unfortunately been herded onto, but I'm on my own personal timeline. I have no idea what is going to happen or how it's all going to come together, but I trust that my personal soul connection to the higher spiritual realms will provide me with the guidance I need to make Lemuria a 3D reality for me. Lemuria is currently alive and thriving in the higher dimensions as a light city. There are many other light cities aside from Lemuria. Some of the more well-known ones include Shambhala, Agartha, Atlantis, and El Dorado. There are many other ones which are not known to humans. I speak mostly about Lemuria because that is the light city I am most deeply connected to and working closely with due to my ancestral and soul lineage. Many human beings have tried to find these light cities throughout time. They have not been successful, so that is why these places are known as mythical cities. They do exist though, but they are located in higher spiritual planes and are therefore beyond most people's awareness. They hover in the ethers over different places around the world. Even if you go to these places physically, you may not be able to see them or enter them. It has to do with your DNA and the frequency you embody. There are malevolent human groups who are searching for these places. They will not be able to locate them, even with the use of advanced technology, because they have greed in their hearts. They want to find these places to steal sacred technology, knowledge, and genetics for self-serving reasons, which will end up creating more chaos, destruction, and enslavement on 3D Earth. These light cities are inhabited by ascended humans who have reached immortality the natural way by doing the work needed to cultivate their spiritual energy and moving past the 3D polarity games. We are here in this physical form at this time to anchor the higher frequencies from these light cities down onto the planet through our human existence and build these worlds here in the 3D plane using them as a template. This is how we bring positive change to Earth. It's by modeling these light cities and bringing the wisdom they have down into this dimension so we can improve the lives of humans in this 3D realm. Higher dimensional beings are not going to come here to save humans because this is our world and they have theirs. They are happy to share wisdom with pure-hearted souls, but it is our responsibility to apply that knowledge into our physical world to effect change here. To give you an example, my part in this process is to share my light language songs and healing work to help those who are interested in restoring the divine architecture of their energy body and reconnecting to their soul so they can reclaim their spiritual sovereignty. The techniques I use are what is currently being used in higher dimensional Lemuria. As I have mentioned before, many of the health problems people experience nowadays are not going to be solved with conventional 3D methods. AI human augmentation, mRNA technology to change DNA, synthetic organisms, and chemical toxins have severely damaged the physical body and disconnected the human soul from source. Then, when you add in all the trauma acquired, not just from this life, but across lifetimes by the soul, that are still imprinted in the energy body, these are honestly massive problems that cannot be solved with conventional 3D solutions. I feel the answer has to do with returning to our original ancestral ways, which is combining spiritual energy from the soul with natural remedies from Mother Earth. I did ask Sitch Forest Trees about the planet being increasingly electrified with man-made technology, artificial frequencies, and AI because it does concern me. They told me the advancement of science and technology without a matching higher consciousness has happened numerous times throughout human history. Many civilizations have played with AI, nanotechnology, and genetic modification, but it has never ended well. Life got wiped out, with a few exceptions, but nature always continued to survive. That is why the trees told me, anyone who wishes to survive through this energetic reset we are currently in right now, it would be important for them to stay strongly connected to Mother Earth and live as close to nature as possible. As long as you are sincere in your heart, she will be happy to offer the wisdom and protection needed to get past this transitional phase and into the next for amazing new chapter in life. I'll see you in the next episode.